Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Fox Sports Wisconsin, formerly in the NBA and the all-time three-point shooting leader at Marquette University. Put some respect on the 11th-ranked Golden Eagles. It's Steve Novak joining the Wendy's Big Show. We appreciate the time, Steve.
How are you guys? How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Fantastic. We'll get to the Bucks tomorrow night in Boston, but tonight, Marquette back on the floor. How impressive has your alma mater been so far this year?
They've been really good. I mean, you know, Marcus Howard has been, my goodness, I don't think any of us thought he was going to be quite this good, and I think he's like a once in every, 25 years, 30 years kind of guy, and I mean, to be putting up 40 and 50 points seems like every other game, and he's been big time, and the Hauser boys have played great, and they got toughness with the big fellas. You know, Marquette's not necessarily known to have some of those big bodies down there, but Theo John, those guys down there just getting the job done. So they've won on the road, they've won at home, they've had big performances. So I'll be there tonight cheering those boys on.
And again, remember, Steve Novak, George Hill, Bill Michaels, Milwaukee Basketball Hour tonight at the Hi-Hat Garage, 6 o'clock tonight. Hey, let me ask you this. So what's his comp? Is his comp Trae Young? Is that his comp, Marcus Howard's comp in the NBA?
Yeah, I think that's the closest I've seen. I mean, I think that, you know, you look at a Trae Young and you think to yourself, I don't know how good he's going to be in the league. The people are saying, oh, Trae Young is like Steph Curry. He can shoot it from everywhere. He can get buckets, but how good will he be? And then he just does it like over and over and shoots from further and further. And then he had kind of a slow start to his NBA career, and now he seems to be figuring it out and getting it going. And I think, yeah, Marcus Howard is like that. He's had two 50-point games in college. He's 19 years old only still. And I think that you do. You go, oh, he has limitations. We don't know if he could be an NBA player. Now we say, you know, how good of an NBA player can he be? And I just think when you're a guy that just keeps doing it over and over, you know, at the highest level that he's currently at, you're good enough. You know, J.J. Barea's, the Trae Young's, the guys who they say it about, they're good enough, and he's going to get his shot. And I think that if you can score the ball with the way the game is played right now, there's a spot for you.
Did you forecast the season that they're having before the season started? Did you think they'd be this good?
You know,
because I'll be honest with you, I did it. I mean, I didn't see it at all.
Yeah, I mean, being a completely biased alumni guy who's played there, I looked at the team and I said, over the last couple of years, you saw that they brought in good guys, that they've gotten guys better, that they kept the local studs here and the Hausers, and you started to, I feel like, see it take place. And being in some of Wojo's practices, you saw the way that they worked, and you know, being in the weight room and watching those guys, it's like you're seeing what they're doing and you're hoping, okay, that guy fits. Okay, that guy's getting better. Okay, he's really emerged as the guy. And I think I was this summer hopeful that this is what would be what it looked like, because it did feel to me like they had and still have such good guys that they had to almost become juniors in that group of, you know, Sam Hauser and Marcus Howard and kind of get that edge and that experience to be as good as they are this year. You saw that they had the ability, and you were hoping, at least that's what I felt, that they would get that toughness and that edge, and I feel like that they've found that this year, and they're,
well, certainly,
you know, they're winning big road games.
Talking with Steve Novak on the Wendy's Big Show, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Steve's going to be a part of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour tonight. Bill Michaels, Steve Novak, and George Hill at the Hi-Hat Garage, and here on the Fan at 6 o'clock.
Leroy, why you love Novak so much?
He's a shooter! Dart thrower. Hey, man, listen.
Hey, well, let me ask you a quick question. Steve, if you ever walked in the court, on the court, you're getting ready to come in, are they yelling, shooter, get the shooter, shooter?
Of course they are.
Huh?
The ultimate sign of respect, right?
That's right. That's right. There's no fact of it. Okay, put two people on it.
Hold on. Go ahead.
No. But there's no question, right? It's like you have shoot around in the morning,
yeah.
And every team, it's like if there's a guy that when they come in, you know, I wasn't a starter, so I would come in off the bench, and it would be like their job was to everybody to say it and then everybody to repeat it, and they would go, shooter, shooter, shooter.
I I love that.
Shooter.
So yeah, Butler is not what they used to be, other than having a great school name, Butler Bulldogs. I mean, I can't forecast an upset of any kind, because these are the games sometimes you think about, a lot of tension is going to be on Duke and North Carolina. I get that. But locally, this is a big game, only because you got to beat to win the games you're supposed to win. So how do you get your mind frame right when you're playing a team that's not as good as you, you know, and it's going to be on this kind of platform?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know at this level of college basketball that the parity is there. I mean, these teams, there's not one team that's that much better. I mean, Marquette did a great job, went down to Butler, won by 20. I think they won by 18 points. And I think that, you know, how you handle that coming back the next time is huge, because there's no doubt that the next practice for Butler was different than the next practice was for Marquette, right? I mean, it was probably like those Butler guys were getting run. They were getting told they weren't as good. They probably were, you know, the whole psychological thing. So I think that's the challenge in a game like this when they play again. Yes, it's in a different place, and yes, Marquette won last time, but, I mean, that's why you lace it up and you got to do it again, because, look, I mean, I'm sure Butler had quite the practice and a ton of motivation to not have that kind of practice again after a loss.
Steve, we had a conversation yesterday about Giannis playing in the league with the Greek team this summer. I seem to think that it's okay for him to go and play with competition. I think Steve and Gary.
I don't want him nowhere near. He can go. He can go. He can go. He can go with Novak. They can go to the gym over at Brown Deer when they got his name on it and become a shooter.
I don't have a problem with him playing with the Greek team. He's the Greek freak. So what do you come down on the summers, just taking it off, do it locally, stay in the United States, or do something that he's always done, go and play with his guys with the Greek team?
I think, you know, you guys kind of said it perfect, right? One, it's almost like the fan perspective, right? Like, we want to see him as much as we can. He should just go play, you know, be out there like he always has. And then another perspective of, let's be honest, I mean, this guy is a multi-hundred-million-dollar asset from a business standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, his value, if this guy goes down, if he ever gets hurt in a game in the summer, is so devastating. So, you know, I think the debate does come down to, right, like, how much does it mean to Giannis and to play for his country and to be out there? And I think that's the conversation that has to take place, is like, what does it mean to Giannis? Does he want to play? How important is it? Because there's no question that the NBA teams, I mean, they want to protect their guys as much as they can, but you've seen it when there's guys that it means the world to them. It's everything. They can't even imagine not playing for their country. You know, they let these guys go, but there's no question that there's risk involved. And for God's sakes, if the Bucks could have their way and, you know, keep him healthy and safe, I don't think there's any question. But I give the teams credit for always having, you know, those conversations with those guys and saying, you know, like, what does it mean to you? Why do you want to go play? So, oof, you know, I just hope he tapes up real tight.
Hey, the All-Star game, Middleton has a good game. Giannis, you know, has a really good game, too. Do you think GM, scouts, other players put any weight on how good somebody does in an All-Star game?
No, I don't think that there's, from those guys, from a coach, a GM, a scout, none. But I do think when you watch a game like that, there are certain guys that have a certain presence and the ability to, on that stage, even though it's not a real game and it's not a real anything, I do think that in an All-Star game, when you have the 30 greatest basketball players in the universe all in one place, that when there are a couple guys that stand out, that it may not mean that, like, they had a better shoot around that morning or they did something in the summer to allow them to have a great All-Star game, but they have the confidence. The guys around them, I think, maybe recognize that they're the guy. They are the ones who are respected. The guys like Giannis, they have 38 points. The guys like KD, who get MVP and have 31 points. Those guys, I think they just rise to the top. And I think some of it has to do with the fact that the guys around them expect them to be that alpha guy, and part of it, I think, is they just have that it superstar factor that even in that group of the 30 greatest, the others don't have. So I think you saw that from Giannis. I think you definitely did in the All-Star game.
What did you see from Middleton?
Man, for his first time in the All-Star game, I thought he was big time. He comes out like he's been there 10 times, knocks down 3-4 threes in a row. And I think, you know, it was Coach Bud, right, on the sideline with his staff.
Right.
Giannis with 20 points before you know it. I think Middleton and Giannis were the two leading scorers at halftime. So I think you're just looking, going, you know, these guys, they're legit. And obviously you know that about Giannis, but seeing Chris on that stage looking like, you know, he belongs and then some, I thought was big time.
So here's what we were having this conversation yesterday with Steve, and I was trying to explain to him that although, yes, it is, there's not a whole lot of defense being played, but although in the fourth quarter it seems to tighten up a little bit, but I still think from a player standpoint, or if you look at it, it does mean something when you go in that, just in that whole arena, and able to keep your nerves and wit about yourself and perform. Because I think that's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. I do think, like, that stage is...
That stage is humongous.
It is, right? It's like, who knows how many millions of eyes are watching, and it is a different pressure than a playoff game, clearly, or even a regular season game. It's a pressure, I think, that you've gotten to this point, and now you need to prove you belong. And you also don't want to be trying too hard. You don't want to be, you know, being selfish. You want to almost enjoy it, yet be successful. And I think so there's all those other elements to it. But I agree. I do think that, like, when you look at a Kevin Durant and the way he went off, basically, you know, Team Giannis is up by 20. And next thing you know, KD is banging down three after three from Lord knows where, like 30 feet out. And you do, though. You go, he's different. He's special. Like, he can actually pull up from 30 five times in a row and make them in the All-Star game when you kind of know that's the deal. It's the show. But, yes, there's something to be said for being able to do that. All those guys, they wouldn't have made all those shots like KD did. And so, I mean, that's why he's one of the absolute top five, you know, in the game right now.
Steve, we're going to hear from a NBA champion, a guy that's played in just a ton of playoff games, George Hill, tonight with you and Bill Michaels in the Milwaukee Basketball Hour at the Hi-Hat Garage. What are you most excited about for Bucks fans to hear from George Hill tonight?
You know, it was funny. I was thinking, you know, hey, George, you know, what do you want to talk about? I was over at practice today, and I was talking to him, and George says to me, are we going to talk about basketball the whole time? And I said, well, you can talk about whatever you want, man. And he would started telling me all about the hunting that he loves to do and how he's killed some boars and how he's got this TV show that he's going to be shooting about hunting and showing people the right way to do it and everything.
Dude, we got to get that guy on our Cutting Edge Outdoor show on Saturday morning. He'd fit right in.
I was like, all right, we can talk about hunting for the whole show. So I don't know how much basketball it'll be, but it'll be about hunting, at least for part of it.
For sure.
Well, good. All the Bucks fans will wear their blaze orange when they listen to George Hill, Steve Novak, and Bill Michaels tonight at 6 on the Milwaukee
Steve
Basketball
Shooter
Hour.
Novak, now, for sure.
And the top three-point shooter in Marquette history. I'll put some respect
Thanks.
On that name.
Straight
Steve,
back.
Appreciate the time, man.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yep.
Steve Novak, once again, tonight, 6 o'clock, on The Fan with Bill Michaels and George Hill on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. He joined us on the big show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.